Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursalin. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Most respected ulama ikram, elders and brothers, as many of us are very well aware that we are currently in the very first Jumu'ah of this year 1448 AH. And it is only Allah's fazal, Allah's karam, Allah's ihsan and kindness upon us that Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to witness a new year. Allah Ta'ala has kept us alive so that we can once again witness the month of Muharram and the remaining days that we have left. When we sit back and we just ponder and reflect and we think to ourselves that how quickly the time is going. It seems that just the other day we were moving from 1446 into 1447. From days it became weeks, from weeks to months, and how the months had just flew by, that the entire 1447 now has passed and we are in 1448. We were waiting for Ramadan. Ramadan came, as we would say, in a blink of an eye. It just came and it went in a flash. We can't even fathom, we can't understand. Before we could even get into grips with Ramadan, it left us. We bid farewell to the Hujjaj, we slaughtered our animals, we welcomed the Hujjaj back, and like that the entire year 1447 is passed and 1448 has started. Like one person was mentioning, when Muharram comes, now we must wait for Ramadan. And how true it is as though there are only three seasons in the entire year. Like there are only three periods or 3 months in the entire year. Ramadan period, then you get the Hajj or the Bakrid period, and then is Muharram. Yes, we'll get Rabiul Awwal, we'll get the 15 Shaban in between, but now we are waiting for Ramadan. The way the time is going, we can't even keep up to that pace, the time, that pace of the time. Many a times when a person is just sitting back and recalling some event or some incident, and we say that last year this happened, or last year that event took place, only to realize that it wasn't last year, it was 3, 4, 5 years back. What happened 3 years, what we think happened 2, 3 years ago, happened 10 years ago. The way the time is going. And this is the reminder, whenever the year comes to a close, and whenever the new year begins, then this is the stark reality that we are reminded about. That it is not just a year coming into an end or a new year starting, but it is 1 year that now lapses from our lives. Our lifespan has been cut short 1 year. 1 more year is gone from our lives. There were many that were with us maybe last year Muharram. They probably spent Ramadan with us. Maybe celebrated Eid with us. Maybe Bakrid also. But their chances, their opportunities, their actions, their deeds have all come to a halt. Our time is also coming. There will be a day that will come when our time will also be up. And our actions, our opportunities, that opportunity to build further, that opportunity to amend ourselves, amend our ways, to make amends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to perform salah, to make the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, things that we take so granted, we take it for granted. But one day our time will come wherein we will not even be able to make that Allahu Akbar also. The way the time is going. And Every day that comes, as one of our akabirin mentions, that every day is a ni'mat. Every day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, it is like an opportunity. Jab tak zindagi hai to fursat hai. As long as a person has zindagi, we have life, we have time, then that is an opportunity. An opportunity for what? An opportunity to make amends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An opportunity to build those bridges that we have burnt between us and between our Creator with the fire of ma'asiyat and sins and gunas, to bridge those gaps, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also furthermore, an opportunity to perform salah, an opportunity to do good actions, to make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Every single day that we have is an opportunity, is a ni'mat. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were two companions. They had come and accepted Islam one at the same time. And not long after accepting Islam, they were required to now go out in jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both of them, they made the preparations and they had went out with the intention that I am going to give my life for the sake of Allah ta'ala. I am going to fight for the sake of deen, I am going to give my life. It so happened that one of them became shaheed and the other one came back home, he returned. And not long thereafter, according to some riwayas, 1 week, according to some riwayas, more than that. But this person, this other companion, the other sahabi, he had passed away a natural death in his hometown, maybe in his home on his deathbed. Hazrat Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu had seen both these sahaba radiallahu anhum in the dream. And he sees that the person that had passed away a natural death, he is ahead of the person that passed away as a shaheed. He is ahead, or he is admitted into Jannah before even the martyr, before the shaheed. So it surprised him. He mentioned it to a few sahaba radiallahu anhum. They were also surprised. On one hand, you got a person that is fighting on the battlefield. He is being fought. He is shedding blood. His blood is being shed. He is wounding. He is being wounded. And eventually he loses his life fighting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the battlefield. And then you get another person that has passed away a natural death in his home. How is it possible that this person is higher or admitted into Jannah? His status is higher than even the shaheed. When they inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked them, فَأَيْنَ صَلَاتُهُ وَصِيَامُهُ وَقِيَامُهُ, that where do you think his salah has went? That every day that he had lived more than his friend, His friend was martyred. But every single day that he performed salah, he did some good action. Maybe he gave charity. Maybe he fasted. Maybe he sent salawat or durood or zikr or tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Yes, when he went out in battle, he went out with the intention that I'm going to give my life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was his intention. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that intention. That ikhlas, that sincere intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the full ajr, the full reward. Today a person will make an intention, I'm going to the masjid. The remote is jammed, there's something wrong with the car door, whatever it is. He's trying everything, and now he realizes that the time is up, salah is over, that hurt in his heart. One is you say, no, inshallah, inshallah, we know what our inshallah means. But one is that sincere intention. A person had that intention that I will do it. He tried, but something happened. Then Allah Ta'ala had decreed something else. This person went out with that full intention that I am going to give my life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala desired something else. His intention was there, the ikhlas was there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him the full ajr and the full sawab of a martyr. And then over and above that, that fasting, that salah, that extra days that he had performed, everything had piled up in his favor in the akhirat. So one day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us is such a great ni'mat, it is such a great favor from Allah ta'ala. And as we know, this period, the end of the Islamic year and the beginning of the Islamic year, the days of these months are even greater. In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ إِنَّ اللَّهِ اثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, that the entire Islamic calendar, in the Islamic calendar, the Islamic year is of 12 months. مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ, from these 12 months, there are 4 months that are very, very sacred in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are very, very special, very, very important. Now what makes them so significant? Why are these months known as the months of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is a whole topic of discussion altogether. But the fact that every good action that a person will carry out in these months, the thawab of it is multiplied compared to it being carried out in any other month of the year. And the sin that is committed in these months, the severity of it is enhanced in these months compared to it being committed in any other month of the year. So this is a clear indication. It is logic that in these months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to please Him. We should exert ourselves, make that effort in trying to keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. And this is the difference between the Islamic culture and the Western culture. The Islamic New Year and the Western New Year. When it comes to the Christmas and New Year period, we know what acts are perpetrated against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes even a mu'min, even a Muslim, he will go into such environments, even his iman will say that, you know what, I'll wait for you at the door. Sometimes we will get involved in such actions that the iman will tell us that you indulge, but I will just wait for you after you're done. What is going to happen if we pass away that? If our time is up at that moment when we are involved in that? So this is the Western New Year, where we are encouraged to go out and go, as we say, go wild. Basically, take yourself and throw yourself at the feet of Shaitan. But when it comes to deen, when it comes to Islam, the Islamic culture, the Islamic New Year, then how beautiful everything regarding Islam is. This is a time when we draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one hand, these are the sacred months. But on the other hand, it is a clear reminder of the reality that 1 year is passing, your time is running out. A person is in an exam room. You won't find him wasting even 1 second, even 1 moment. As soon as he's handed that paper and he's given the go-ahead, now he is thinking quickly, he is jotting, no time to waste, no time to look around and relax. Just last week or the week before, one of the matriculants were mentioning. And he was saying that for 3 hours non-stop I was writing. 3 hours non-stop, I barely finished my paper and the time was up. There were so many around me that were still busy, they didn't finish, the time was up, they couldn't do anything. My respected elders and brothers, this worldly life that we have, this dunya, this is our exam. It is our exam room, our exam hall. Every moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, it is not to be just whiled away, just be thrown away, just wasted away. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh, the leader of the tabi'in, the leader of all the tabi'in was Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh. And he was the leader, he is known as the leader of all the mashayikh. Our mashayikh, our buzurganuddin, our akabirin, all their silsilas, they all lead up to Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh. And from Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh to Ali radiallahu anhu to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he is amongst the great, great people, the leader of the tabi'in. He is known as the leader of the mashayikh. And he mentions that every single day, every single night, as the day comes in and as the night comes in, they come in with one message, "Inna inni khalqun jadid." That, oh mankind, I am a new creation. I am a trust, an amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone gives us an amanat, our boss, or someone higher than us, someone lower than us come and give us something, we just take it and, you know, we use it, we don't even care about it. But someone of high standing, they will lend us his car, or he lend us his, use my flat for the week, or whatever it is. We will make sure we will keep it, or we will look after it. Any little scratch, something happens, we will make sure we will go, we will polish it, shine it. Why? Because I must give it back. He mustn't say that this happened and that happened. We will even leave a gift in that cow, in that home. We will give him a gift. Why? Because of that trust that he has lent us. My respected elders and brothers, these days, these nights, they are coming with this message that I am a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use me correctly. Every moment, every second of mine, the night, the day, use me in a manner that will be beneficial for you. Use me in the manner that you will gain salvation in dunya and in akhirat. فَإِن ذَهَبْتُ فَلَنْ أَرْجِعَ أَبَدًا. Because once I'm gone, not 1 second and not 1 moment is coming back. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, on another occasion when he was addressing the crowd, he also mentions that our entire being in this world, our entire lives in this dunya is just a collection of days. Whether it is 1,000 days, whether it is 10,000, 20,000, whatever it is, but it is just a collection of days. And as one day is going, it is not that day that is coming to an end. It is part of our life that is going. Our time is going. Our time is running. Where do we get that time or the conscience to sit behind some entertaining box, some shaitan box, or looking at some screen, looking at some match, which is absolutely futile, some entertainment for hours and hours will go. Any free time a person has, we're standing in a queue in the shopping center, or we're waiting at the teller to pay for our goods, our groceries, or some governmental queue in some government department, some building, the first thing what we do, we whip out that cell phone. Many a times, a person has to do some beneficial thing or something, maybe reply to clients, reply to this, or do some beneficial work, doing research on the internet. That is there in its place. But how often doesn't it happen when we are involved in something that we're supposed to do, and now some pretty pop-up will come there, with a pretty face, and now enticing us to click on that. This is just shaitan that is dangling that attraction in front of us. He did it to our father, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He dangled that apple with the promise of dunya, and now the tricks of shaitan will remain the same. Throughout the generation, the trick remains the same. It's just that the items that are used to trick, that is a bit different. And today it's technology. From one TikTok video to another, we will click one and we will enjoy that thing, that one video or that clip, and then we will see another one, we will click that one, and how much time passes? How much time doesn't get wasted away in trash, in all that futile activities? What is there if while driving the car, we are going from home to the masjid, from masjid we are going back home, or going to our business area? How will it cost us anything to say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Astaghfirullah, Allahu Akbar? The problem, my respected elders and brothers, is that today we have taken thawab as very, very cheap. Cheaper than even water, cheaper than even our 1-1 ran. A person goes, he stops at the robot, and there a person is begging, and how they beg also, they put everything out, just one rand, we will just take it and we will just fling it to them. And we will think nothing of it. We take thawab like that. Yet, the value of 1-1 thawab, that we take it so insignificant in this dunya, the value of it, we will understand it and we will realize it on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. On that day, we will be running away from everyone, we will be running to everyone. We will be running to our parents, our siblings, our friends, family, whoever we know. And we will be begging them, just give me one sawab, I can take it and put it on the scale of these. They will run away from us. They need to secure their own sawab. On that day we will understand and we will realize the true value of one sawab that we take so insignificant. Because one sawab, khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha, is greater than the entire world and whatever it contains. There was one person, a very pious person, he was going past a qabr. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the vision of what is happening in the qabr to certain pious people. So he could see that the person in this qabr, he was a very pious person himself also. He was performing salah. So as he's going past, he stops there and he calls out to the person, to the mayyit, that how fortunate you are. How fortunate you are that you are given the opportunity of performing salah in your qabr. This person mentions to him, the mayyit, he tells him that how fortunate you are. I've been performing salah for the past 100 or maybe thousands of years. And I'm prepared to trade this 1,000 years of salah for your one subhanallah. Because once you're gone, there is no sawab. Allah Ta'ala gives us the opportunity maybe of doing good actions in the qabr. Like this person was given that opportunity. But there's no sawab. That sawab is now what we got, the time that we have now. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتُكَ اللَّهِ. The mayyitin, those that have passed on, they are pleading, they are begging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just send us, just for a few more, little bit time. They are not even begging Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. They are not even begging Allah ta'ala to give them jannat. They are only begging Allah ta'ala for one thing, send us back in this dunya. For what? Only if la'alli a'malu salihan, so that I can make subhanallah. I can do some good action. My respected elders and brothers, time is priceless. We have it at our disposal. How are we disposing of it? So this is the message that the new year comes with. That one year is gone and your time is going. Make that amends. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one hand, the reminder to turn to Allah ta'ala. The reminder to put ourselves right. To make muhasabah. Whatever we are doing, put it right before our time is gone. Become punctual upon salah, tilawat of the Quran Sharif, upon good actions. That is one to make amends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also, it is a reminder to make amends amongst ourselves. Whichever with whomever we have a strained relationship with. How many parents, their children are not talking to them. And how much dukkh, how much pain they go through. Just the other day, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Magda Sahib was mentioning the different cases that come to him regarding parent and child. Where did we ever see before that a son has raised his hand and slaps his father? Where do we see that a son takes the head of his mother and immerses it in a pool of, in a dish of water or in some sink, in a sink full of water, and make us suffer like that? How many parents are not complaining that we don't know when last we have seen our son, our daughter? They are keeping our grandchildren. We don't know when, how many years have gone, we haven't seen our grandchildren. And also among siblings, there's one that mentioned an incident of two brothers. He says they were two brothers, they were very close. Something happened. They were business partners or whatever it is. Something happened, they stopped talking to each other. They cut off relationship with each other. They prevented their wives from talking to each other, and they deprived the children from being with their cousins also. They cut off relationship completely. It so happened, decades had passed, years had passed, and one of the brothers fell sick. Doctors had now given him time. He got a certain amount of days left. He was hospitalized in one of the hospitals. He was put in there. Then Maulana went to see him. Well, I went to visit him, visiting hours. So, asked me everything okay, how are you feeling, giving him some encouragement, anything we can do for you. So he tells him, Maulana, you know my brother. We haven't been talking for so many years. Please, if you can just phone him up and just tell him that I want to see him. Before I go, I want to meet him. And this is what happens, where each of us, we are prepared to take that step. But how shaitan plays us. That we don't want to bring our pride down. He must come first. You know, that person must, and here what it took? It took a person to be diagnosed and given only a few days for him to now make amends. Maulana phones him up, very happy. At least he'll reconcile. Immediately the brother was there. And this is why we just need something to push us, and we want to reconcile, but our pride. And this is how shaitan just, you know, plays us, how he makes us dance to his tunes. This person was there, and Maulana mentions that as soon as they saw each other, they just burst out into tears. They cried and cried and cried, and they hugged each other also. Maulana excused himself, he went to wait outside. After visiting hours was up, this person comes out, and now they are walking towards the car. And Maulana tells him that y'all were so close at one stage. Y'all were two brothers, y'all were so close. And then something happened, y'all cut off ties between yourselves for so many decades, so many years. Y'all cut off ties, y'all prevented your families, y'all prevented your children from seeing their children, from cousins, relatives. What was the reason? What? So many decades y'all stopped talking, what happened between you? And this person mentions, Maulana, I don't even know what happened. And this is how shaitan plays us. Where so many years, now so many years are lost. How are that brotherly bond that they could have had at that time, where their families could have just, you know, gotten closer and closer and built that unity. Now after so many years, decades, whatever it was, Allah Ta'ala had given them that opportunity of reconciling. My respected elders and brothers, we don't know whether we will get that opportunity. My time is up. But the message that this new year comes with is that make amends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make amends with our parents, those who have cut off relationship. We don't know how much time they got, we don't know how much time we have in this dunya. Before we have everlasting regret in the akhirat, make that amends and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant us good, beautiful deaths. Allah ta'ala grant us the opportunity, the tawfiq, the ability of maximizing and valuing every single second, every moment of our lives on this earth. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.